Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Absolutely live, twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio network, this is Lock and Load. We're going to kick off now with a... Well, he's been on the show before. He was on the show very recently. And he's got a book out now called The Rules for Anti-Radicals. From Grassroots, North Carolina, his name is Paul Vallone. Good afternoon, sir.
For having me, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In addition to this, you'll be hearing the advertisement for his book, because he's now going to... We're going to hawk the book on air. Now, one of the things I thought that was interesting about Donald Trump was it seems like he had Saul Alinsky, because this is a sort of a play on words for the Saul Alinsky book, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, was the playbook for the left, or has been for the last 50 years. It's deliberately so, except that I've taken some of what Saul Alinsky wrote and I've dramatically expanded it to basically create a playbook for conservative activists and gun rights activists in particular, so that they can now win instead of coming to the field unprepared.
I always thought that one of the things that differentiated Trump from the regular run-of-the-mill Republican is that Trump was willing to take those rules for radicals and make the left play by the same rules they were imposing on everybody else. That drove them crazy, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing it for 28 years now of grassroots leadership, and my specialty is taking the leftist tactics and turning them against them, and yes, they hate that very much. As a matter of fact, the guy that wrote the foreword for my book, North Carolina House Rep, said that I, quote, refined Alinsky's methods and turned them mercilessly against the left. I like to think that's a pretty good description.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the book. I have it. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I have looked into it, and so... What is somebody... Because let me ask you a question regarding this. For somebody that reads this book, is this more of an educational text, or is this something to try to equip someone who might be out there in the world, and somebody comes up and refers to him as transphobic or racist or whatever their little catchphrase may be that day? Is this meant to help them combat that? Is there even a need to combat that? Where do you stand with that stuff?
That is an excellent question, because last year, Bill, I set about looking for a book of activist tactics to train people in my organization. I found books describing the evils of the left, books denouncing Marxism, books calling conservatives to some unspecified action. What I did not find was a nuts and bolts practical guide to tactics for beating the left. So I wrote it. And it's Rules for Anti-Radicals, a practical handbook for defeating leftism. And basically it represents the culmination of my 28 years of running gun rights organizations and other conservative organizations. Now, it isn't just for dedicated activists, but also for mainstream Americans that are sick of being beaten into submission by the woke mob. And so consequently, it's a playbook how to win, not only at a political level, but even in daily life. Could be your school board, your HOA, your neighbor, leftist neighbor who thinks he's going to bludgeon you into submission and tells you your flag is offensive to him. Could be anything in daily life, or it could be much more advanced in terms of dedicated activists that run conservative organizations. As such, I divided the book actually into three parts. The first part is boot camp for conservative, for mainstream Americans, and that basically is how to deal with leftists in daily life. The second part is tools and tactics, and that goes on for somebody that wants to be a little bit more active, and it teaches the tools and tactics for passing or defeating legislation, winning elections, throwing the bums out if you get anti-gun politicians or, you know, anti-liberty politicians. And then the third part of the book goes even further. That is for dedicated activists, people that are in it for the long haul, and it tells them how to create political organizations, political action committees, regulatory compliance, fundraising, grassroots leadership, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So it's both for mainstream Americans and for dedicated activists.
One of the things that the right does not do, and now you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but whenever you are especially a gun rights activist, all the gun rights activists that I know, and everybody that is into gun rights, or, you know, is that sort of a single issue in sometimes, maybe all the conservative across the board, everybody's alpha. How much trouble is it to, and you've been doing it, how much trouble is it to get everybody on our side to coalesce when everybody on our side is so self-reliant?
Another good question, because back in 2013, when we had the so-called universal background checks bill running in the Senate,
right,
the universal gun registration,
right,
I put together a coalition of 39 state and national organizations, the Stop the Ban Coalition, and our principle was that we would not compromise on the bill. It had to die completely. And by the time that project was done, 39 grassroots leaders, conservative leaders, I called myself the cat herder in chief. Okay? Because trying to get conservatives to agree to much of anything is a very difficult task. But what they don't often realize is that our side is ill prepared for political action. And we're often ill prepared because we are honest and because we don't want to control people. So we tend to assume that the opposition is, if not entirely honest, at least responsible for rational incentives. Unfortunately, that's wrong. I tell people it's nice to be nice and it's good to be right, but alas, public policy is driven by neither. With politicians, educating them rarely works. What does work are applying behavioral incentives, shall we say. In my legislative seminars, I tell the people to think of politicians as rats. Not a big stretch there. And so, rats in a Skinner box, to be exact.
Right.
If they go up one alley, they get a food pellet. They go up the other alley, they get an electric shock. They very quickly learn to go up the right alley. Now, the behavioral incentives you're going to use for politicians are votes, money, power, and public accolades. Now, by organizing, you can learn to give or withhold those four things. And over 28 years, I've kind of honed that to a fine art.
Yeah, that was one of the things. I broke into radio in 2010 as the Tea Party was peaking, right? And the first thing I noticed, because I come from a military background, is that there was no cohesiveness in there because everybody was just so darned effective, right? They were all better than each other. They were all the best there was. Even though that's, you know, when you get into that professional realm, you're not grassroots anymore. Now you're AstroTurf. And I made a... Do you know Rowan Garcia Quintana? You know of him?
That does not ring a bell off the top of my head. I might have encountered it. Enlighten me.
Well, I tell you what. We're coming up on the first break. I'll tell you about that when I get back. But, you know... This book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals. Whether you're a veteran activist or just alarmed at the direction of American society, Rules for Anti-Radicals gives you the tools you need to fight back. Sick and tired of getting pushed around by smug leftists claiming to know what's best for you? Read Rules for Anti-Radicals. This is available at Amazon right now, waiting for you. Paul Vallone, most effective state gun rights activist in the United States. He put it out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Monster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Paul Vallone. He's a grassroots organizer. He spent nearly three decades creating and running PACs and political organizations, passing and killing dozens of laws, electing and defeating scores of legislators, and beating leftists. I was going to tell you about Rowan Garcia Quintana, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So Rowan is a political consultant He worked with Lee Atwater. He was Lee Atwater's lieutenant during the Reagan campaign.
Okay.
And then he served in the Reagan administration and the Department of Education. And he, during the Tea Party era, he was really good at unseating incumbents, which that made him quite feared. Of course, then after a while, things got a little awry. But when I was looking at the Tea Party, the first thing I said was, these guys are not going to last. And I told him that. I said, the Tea Party is not going to last. He's like, well, yeah, because the day after the election, when everything was won, you know, in 2010, when all of that epic stuff happened and you had the Tea Party ascendance going in and all the governors came in and all the House members came in, when I started calling around to, you know, because I was doing a radio show and I wanted to talk about it, nobody was answering the phone. And I asked him about it. And he said, well, these people need to take a break. And I said, well, the left isn't taking a break.
You are so right. As conservatives, because we don't want to control people, we win an election. We elect Ronald Reagan. We win Congress in 1994. We win the presidential election in 2000. And we figure we've done our job. We go back to mowing the lawn and watching football because, quite frankly, we've elected people to take care of us, and we don't want to control others. Well, not so the left. The left is always plotting and scheming. Win or lose, they are plotting the next step, the next part of their scheme, because their ultimate goal is to control you. That's what leftism is all about, power and control. Anybody who tells you that they want to save the planet, or that you know, they want equity or whatever the catchword of the day happens to be, what they're really saying is, I'm a better person than you. Give me more power. And it's invariable. I do want to touch on something else you said there, too, about this gentleman, and that's that by unseating incumbents, he was very feared. An excellent point, because if you are not politically feared, you will not be politically respected. That is one of the axioms that I teach people both in the book and in my legislative tactics seminars. It's absolutely essential. And consequently, I tell people, you know, you're not going to be loved as an activist. People are never going to call you nice. I tell people my goal is to be reviled in all the right places. And judging by the fact that the leadership of both parties hates me, I guess maybe I've succeeded.
Well, you know, this is the thing. And this is the thing about Paul. Now, when I talk about being feared, when Paul rides in, it's a little bit like when Clint Eastwood rides in. When the politicians see him rolling in, I can only imagine that their spines began to gather frost. Because you are very, very effective. Now, and in North Carolina, which a lot of people probably think is a deep red state, North Carolina has its issues, doesn't it, as far as politics?
Oh, most concerned. Certainly. We are a purple state now. We've been ground zero for this war for quite some time. As a matter of fact, like Virginia, where Eric Holder and his National Democrat Redistricting Committee came in, and they run a campaign they call Sue Till They're Blue. They sue over the redistricting that's done by Republican legislatures, but not Democrat legislatures, of course, and get the district struck down and get typically on the basis of perceived racism. And then they get some liberal judge to redraw the districts, and suddenly you thought you had elected a General Assembly that would, you know, reflect your wishes, but now it's in the hands of a court. And in 2019, Virginia gun owners got their butts handed to them, quite frankly, in large part because of that redistricting campaign. And exactly the same dynamics are going on here in North Carolina. It's a constant battle for political redistricting. We have a voter ID law we passed by ballot initiative, by constitutional amendment years ago, which has still not taken effect because they've tied it up in the courts. So the left has become very adept at using the legal system and leftist judges, activist judges, to basically overturn the will of voters.
Yeah, well, the thing, you know, and I don't think many people paid too much attention to this, but like in 2016, after Trump won, leftist attorney Mark Elias went on the road, started talking to secretaries of state, started putting things in the way, started making things happen. Soros came in and bought a bunch of elections. Zuckerberg got out there with his drop boxes. It was a very coordinated effort, and everybody was quite cohesive in that. Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit. And nobody knew what COVID was going to be. Everybody thought that was the Black Plague or something. And everybody, you know, I was thinking, I don't know what I was thinking. But then later on I got to thinking, well, you know, a virus is going to do what it's going to do. And I started thinking part of it was ridiculous. But that by that time, all of these things they had put in place for a rainy day, that was the day it started raining. And then they stole an election.
Yep. That's right. I assume you've seen 2,000 Mules, and all your listeners should see it as well. That movie is positively eye-opening. Dinesh D'Souza does one hell of a job at getting out the word on exactly how they use these 2,000 or more ballot mules to stuff ballot boxes and steal the election, basically.
Yeah. And then they bragged about it. What, in Newsweek or Time magazine or whatever, whichever one it was, they got out there and bragged about it. Yeah, well, we did this in order to make sure we had the proper outcome to this election.
And, of course, only they know the proper outcome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm almost certain that one of the big problems that Joe Biden has, one of the reasons he's so testy, is he honestly believes he got 81 or 85 million votes, more than Barack Obama, who... I don't like Barack Obama, but that dude could campaign like nobody's business.
He had charisma. I will give him that.
Yeah.
Unlike Sleepy Joe. But the one thing I do want to say, though, is now...
Well, I tell you what, hold that thought, because we're coming up on the break again. Rules for anti-radicals. You can find this at Amazon.com. This is a practical handbook for defeating leftism. This is stuff you need to know. You need to understand this. When I get out there and I tell you all the time that they're projecting, this explains how they do it and why they do it and what you can do to combat it. It also explains that you can combat it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second quarter GDP report says the economy shrunk by 0.9%. This marks the second consecutive quarter of the economy shrinking, a key indicator that the economy is in a recession. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, mocks the Biden administration's latest effort to dismiss concerns of an economic recession.
Now? No, it's not a recession. The economy is just slowing. You'd rather redefine a recession than restore a healthy economy?
President Biden released a statement Thursday calling the report no surprise, but also arguing the job market and consumer spending are still strong. One person is dead after flooding hits parts of eastern Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear describing what happened as one of the worst flooding events in the Commonwealth's history. USA Radio News. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says at least three people have died in flash flooding in the eastern part of the state.
There's a report that we have lost a Perry County native, an 81-year-old woman.
Beshear described what happened as one of the worst flooding events in the Commonwealth's history. He also says the recovery process could take years for some. 58% of Americans want Attorney General Merrick Garland to enforce a federal law that prohibits protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices, according to a new Judicial Network poll. The poll also asked Americans about pro-abortion violence, and 59% of respondents say they are less likely to vote for an elected official who refuses to speak out against acts of rage, vandalism, and violence against a pregnancy resource center. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paul Vallone. He has written a book called The Rules for Anti-Radicals. Excuse me. From David Kodria, who is one of those unauthorized journalist types. Sometimes the first step in getting involved in grassroots advocacy can be the most daunting one. But the fact remains, there is no one in your life more important to protecting your rights than you. However, and before you make your point, I just want to make this point. We do have to be all on the same page. We have to be coming at them from all the same side. It is needs to be quite the coordinated thing. This is understanding what you're dealing with is part of that. Now, you were about to make a point before we went to break, and go ahead and do that if you would, please, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The point was we were talking about how the 2020 election was stolen. And what I hear from people occasionally, well, why do I even bother to vote? It's just not worth it. No. You don't understand. That makes it all the more important. The fact is they may be able to, even in a race where they can swing a certain proportion of the vote illegally, you need to overwhelm that. I have won. I've installed congressmen by 67 votes. I've defeated incumbent congressmen by 200 and I believe it was 237 votes. All right. Had we gone a little softer in promoting, and I really hated to say this, promoting Tom Tillis, I really hate him, but what was it balanced in that race was control of the United States Senate. Tillis won re-election by, I believe it was 1.74% of the vote. And if he had lost that race, the balance of the Senate right now would be 51-49 Democrat controlled. And, you know, we all go, oh, Joe Manchin won't let them stop the filibuster. Joe Manchin won't do this or that. The last blue dog Democrat, I guess. But the fact is, if it was 51-49, Joe Manchin's obstructionism wouldn't mean a damn. They would have ended the filibuster. They would have packed the court. They would have passed the so-called assault weapon ban. They would have passed universal gun registration, a.k.a. universal background checks. And they probably would have put in a 51st state out of, you know, the District of Columbia and who knows what else. So getting out there to vote is utterly critical, and it will be especially important this time around. In my state, for example, what hangs in the balance is control of the North Carolina Supreme Court, which right now is controlled 4-3 by Democrats. But we have two good candidates and one open seat. And if we can get control of that chamber, then what happens next is that all of their attempts to sue till they're blue and strike down political districts will all come to naught. Because as soon as it gets to the North Carolina Supreme Court, just like the Supreme Court of the United States, just slap the living daylights out of the anti-gunners. I'm sure Clarence Thomas had took great joy in writing the Bruin decision. So, you know, get out and vote. It's absolutely essential.
Well, and part of the things that I get out of listening to some of these people, and you tell me what you think about this, because I think that if you're the principled voter who gets out there and says, well, you know, I can't find anyone that fits my philosophy, therefore I'm not going to vote at all. And when that happens, that basically just throws it to the Democrats, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it might happen on both sides. I think the hard left does that sometimes, too. Here's the thing, and when we do stuff, well, our political action committee does not endorse candidates, per se.
Right.
We make recommendations for effective voting strategies. In other words, if you cast a vote this way in this race, it will most effectively protect your Second Amendment rights. It doesn't mean we love the guy. That's why I don't give blanket endorsements. They have a nasty habit of coming back to bite, okay? So, you know, I recommended that somebody vote for Tom Tillis in the 2020 general election, but I got news for you. My greatest joy will be primarying him in 2026. So, there comes a time, yeah, I know, and some people say, well, the lesser of two evils is still evil, and it's true.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that, but there are times where you have to look at the long run, the greater good, and say, okay, what is going to best defend my rights?
I remember you talk about primarying him. So the last time Lindsey Graham was up, right, the last time he had to get reelected, he had five. Nancy Mace was one. She's serving in Congress now. There was a bunch of people that were wanting to primary him. And the problem that I saw, and I told the one that I thought would be the best, I said, you're going to have to do something to set yourself aside from the pack. You're going to have to pull away from them and stand by yourself, because right now all they see is a swarm.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, how about I get you Larry Pratt to come down here and endorse you? Gun Owners of America, they'll give you their endorsement. They're crazy, those guys. Their endorsement means something. It'll reach out and hit the grassroots. At that time, the NAGR gave money to all five of them, right? So when I made that mention to this guy, his name is Lee Bright, and he turned out not to be as bright as I thought. He told me that, you know, he had the endorsement of this, and then he came back to me. Like 3 weeks before the general election, nobody's polling at 5% against Lindsey, and you got to get him. You got to get him to a certain point to trigger a runoff. Then he's begging me to get Larry Pratt to come down there. But I mean, the damage was done because you got to start laying that groundwork way out there in front. You can't do it at the very last minute, which he tried, and of course he did try, and then of course Lindsey Graham got reelected with no issues whatsoever. That was when Jamie Harrison spent $105 million trying to unseat him, and you know,
yep.
That's being able to topple a incumbent is a highly skilled art, isn't it?
Oh, it is, definitely. And here's something that, and I go into this in some depth into the book. Basically, the book describes direct action in four categories: economic action, political action, legal action, and a sort of catch-all category that supports the other three that I call non-legislative action, okay? So what political action divides into legislative action and election action. And a lot of gun rights organizations do legislative action okay. It's the election action they fall down on. Either they don't have a political action committee, which is unforgivable, or they have this habit, I won't name names, but certain gun rights organizations, they throw money at a few candidates and call it a day.
Yeah.
Now, the problems for that are myriad, okay, not the least of which is that the candidate you gift money to might re-gift it to another candidate that you don't like so much and
right.
who does not stand for your rights. It happens all the time. What we do instead with our political action committee are independent expenditures. All right, we have created a huge database of gun-owning voters in North Carolina, more than the NRA has, and we do postcard election alerts, we do radio spots, we do social media advertising, we do, I hate to say it, but I'm one of those nasty guys that makes robocalls, robotexts. Basically, we go out and deliver that message directly to voters in every way possible. And you find that the independent expenditures are much more effective for activating your core constituency of support than simply throwing money at a few candidates, or worse yet, just endorsing candidates only to your own membership, okay, which is basically preaching to the choir. And so that's the sort of thing I try and teach people in Rules for Anti-Radicals. These are how you can effectively run legislative operations, effective election operations, how you can go out and basically kick tail.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'll make this point when we get back. Talking to Paul Vallone, his book is Rules for Anti-Radicals. We'll be right back. Find it at Amazon.com. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
This is Lock and Load. My guest is Paul Vallone. He is the head of Grassroots North Carolina. He recently has published a book, Rules for Anti-Radicals. I look at this, and I think about The Art of War by Sun Tzu, which everybody references now. All the generals reference Sun Tzu. And I think the biggest problem that people that are conservative have had is because we are so, you know, we just, our lives are based upon logic and faith and fact and statistic and all these other things that we just look at this as black and white, you know, same as the nose on our face. And I think sometimes with a conservative, when they get involved with an argument with a leftist, for example, they tend to lose their temper a little bit and probably get a little flustered. What would you think?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, that's one of the things I deal with early in the book is how to deal with a leftist, how to debate a leftist. And I don't mean just formally debate, but even in casual conversation. Because what conservatives don't understand is that to the left, words do not have fixed meanings. Words, they're malleable depending on the circumstances, and basically they use them as bludgeons to extract compliance. And when they don't have an argument, they just start slinging names. For example, I was in a debate with some community organizer, and it couldn't have been 5 minutes into it. He goes, "You're a hater." Or they'll say, "You're a racist," or "You're a, you know, homophobe," or whatever the brand happens to be.
Right.
Now, what the conservative will tend to do, because they're honest people and they're, as you say, logically brained, they're going to go, "No, I'm not." As soon as you say, "No, I'm not," you just lost the debate, because you have allowed him to make the debate not about the issue, but about you. So here's what I want people to take away from debating a leftist. Whenever they start slinging names, you know, "You're a racist," "You're a homophobe," whatever it happens to be, I want you to say, "Isn't that just like a leftist? You don't have an argument, so you start slinging names." It works every time. Matter of fact, it's a variation of what Ronald Reagan did to Jimmy Carter back in his debate in 1980. Carter was espousing all his wonderful socialized medicine, which unfortunately we now have. And when Reagan got his turn, he didn't say, "That won't work." He just looked at him and said, "There you go again." Everybody broke up, but it was all they remembered from the debate.
Right.
So, basically, the first part of the book contains debate tactics, how the leftist thinks, okay, how you can gain advantage in a position like that. And trust me, they don't think the way you and I do, and they don't speak the way you and I do. So it is important.
Yeah, that part I do look at. And when you start talking about the way they try to become wordsmiths, so like they've stolen the word liberal, They're not liberal.
Absolutely. Oh, no.
They've created a category of crime called gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they've created a term called assault weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And all these other things that they do, and now, of course, I've been enjoying this. They seem to have an issue with what is a woman?
Oh, no.
Which is that's quite entertaining for me.
We have reached a point in American political debate where facts and science just don't matter. But to get back to what you were saying, tell me again, what was your central thesis there about the way these people speak? You had a point, and I lost it here.
Well, I mean, they talk in known falsehoods. It reminds me of something called the Ash conformity experiment,
mm-hmm.
where they have enough of them sitting there. It's almost like going to The View, watching The View, because they're all saying the same thing, except for one person who's saying not the same thing, and then she's being shouted down. But they're saying what are known falsehoods. Like, for example, the problem with crime today is all the guns on the street. And in places like New York, there's the iron pipeline that allows those guns to come in there. Except
yep.
everywhere the
yep.
iron pipeline originates from, based upon what they say, there is less crime.
Now, two tactics I want all your listeners to remember. Okay, first off, you were right. They co-opted the phrase liberal. They're not liberal. Okay, they've co-opted the phrase progressive. They're not progressive. In fact, by co-opting the phrase progressive, they mean if you oppose them, you must by definition be regressive. Okay? So what I tell people to do is to reject leftist language. Okay? Don't use their phraseology. Don't use the word gun violence. Gun violence implies that death by gun is somehow more serious than death by baseball bat or stabbing or improvised explosive device. Death is death. If they were really interested in reducing violence, they would be interested in reducing all violence. The only reason they're interested in guns is because that represents control over you. So reject their language is one of the things that I tell people right off the bat. And the other thing is that when they start into, we're having an explosion of homicide in all the cities because of the increase in guns that have been bought since the COVID and since the civil unrest, reject the premise. Don't argue the point. In other words, when they say that, that's nonsense. We're having an explosion of violence because of leftist policies like defund police, demoralize the police, bail reform that lets people out, no bail release and everything else. So rather than arguing their point, reject the premise.
Yeah, I watched the Republicans try to do that with Cicilline in their markup of the assault weapon ban, where he was out there talking about the wrist brace being the same thing as a bump stock, making it faster and all this other stuff, and at the same time, it's not the part to where they don't know what they're talking about that bugs me the most. I don't believe that. I believe they do know what they're talking about. The part is where they're ignorant of the unintended consequence of it. But then again, I wonder how unintended it is. Because they're out there right now using language to create this perfect storm of things where they're trying to create this dynamic where people will be looking to them for them to save the day, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. That, by the way, is classic Saul Alinsky. All right. In Rules for Radicals, he says the first step in community organization, because that's what he was, a community organizer, the first step in community organization is community disorganization. That means to create the great socialist utopia they want, you must first destroy the existing society.
Right.
Why do you think George Soros is out there pushing DAs that won't prosecute violent criminals, that let them out without bail many times? All right. The idea is to sow chaos, and once they sow chaos, then they say, "Oh, we have a solution," and they step in and quote solve that solution with, of course, more governmental control and more restrictions on your civil liberties.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting how Saul Alinsky and the Cloudon Piven setup is both, they both are based upon mm-hmm. bringing what exists crashing down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what we've seen over, especially over the last 2 years, with all of the riots and the mostly peaceful protests. Okay, excuse me. I have to get the phraseology right.
Riots, they're riots.
Yeah, riots are riots, exactly. this is the systematic dismantling of our society. This is what's underway. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's all one big conspiracy theory, but one of my board members, I quote him often, he put it this way. He said, you don't have to be a member of the choir to sing from the same piece of sheet music. They all have the same values. They all have, it isn't like they're coordinating anything, but they look at it and go, well, you know, those police—they're systemically racist. So we have to dismantle it, and that's how they all think. And that is the destruction of society that's being wrought upon us right now.
We're about to run out of time. The book is Rules for Anti-Radicals. You'll be hearing about it.
And may I add one more thing too?
Absolutely.
Rules for Anti-Radicals is available from Amazon. It's also available from my site at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
Listen to the ad. You'll be able to pick it up. He'll be back. We'll be talking about this book for the next little bit as we head into
the election season.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Coming up next, Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.